Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And my guest today, a very young, lovely lady, Macy Wellhausen. Welcome, Macy.
Hello, Chris. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, yes. And Macy is the Farm Bureau manager of both Jersey and Greene counties. Right?
Yes, that is correct. I've been there for 3 years.
Yes, and you're so young for that kind of job.
Well, thank you. I mean, don't feel that young, but thank you.
you just seem, wow, that's a very, I don't know, that's kind of a challenging position for such a young person, but I'm glad you've got it. Now, where'd you grow up at?
So my mom's family is originally from here in Jerseyville and grew up around the farm, but I was raised just an hour away in Girard, Illinois. But I spent a lot of time here, and I think that's where I got my roots in agriculture from.
Uh-huh. And so in Girard, what's the population of Girard? It's pretty small, isn't it?
I mean, probably 1,500 on a good day if the wind's blowing right and blows a few people in, yeah.
And Girard... I remember, because I grew up in Calhoun, I can remember us playing Girard in football or basketball or something years ago. I mean, when I was a kid. But
oh, yeah. Yep. And we had J.D. Lorton as our coach when we were North Mac for a while. So another Calhoun name over there.
Yeah. So they had a few schools combined.
We did. At North Mac, when I was in fourth grade, we combined to be North Mac. And I was in school with Sophie, JD's daughter at the time. She was my age, and he was our football coach and had a few good years there.
Yes. Did you play any sports in high school?
I did. My main sport was softball. I played traveling softball my whole life.
Yeah. So. All right. You pitch, outfield. What'd you do?
Third and first. So I needed the corners.
Okay. So you go to college. What college did you go to?
I went to Illinois State in Bloomington.
I see. Do you like that?
I did, yeah. Actually, I just ran into a professor the other day from up there that I didn't have, but just, you know, a fellow alumni from up there. And it was definitely a great school to go to. And I miss my friends up there.
Yeah. And what is it, 2.5 hour trip? Something like
from
that?
Here. Yep. Yeah. From where I'm from, it was only an hour and a half.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you graduate. What'd you major in?
So I majored in agricultural business, and I graduated in 2022.
What was the ratio of girls to guys in agricultural business? Was it pretty even, or was there a lot more guys, or what was it?
I will say women are definitely making a big impact in there, and there are a lot more women, I would say, that are getting into those spaces. But in my classes, it was still probably 50-50. I like to say that a lot of the farm kids, their dads are pushing them to go to college now. And so either that or agronomy are kind of the two avenues they take. That way they can come back and use those skills on their farm. So we were still about 50-50 in most of my classes.
Now, when you were going to college, the job that you have now, was that what you were looking for to do? Something like this?
I had no clue.
No?
I actually started with an ag education and ag business was my intentions to study. And I made it about one semester or two in on ag education and said,
Heck no.
I don't want to teach. So I dropped that. And then I was graduating. And it's always a funny story. My professors were like, Macy, you're a straight A student and you still don't have a job picked out. We have kids with C's and D's with jobs already. And I'm like, I know. I just had to find the perfect one. And so a person I knew reached out about this job. And a person at Illinois Farm Bureau also reached out to me and was like, hey, we remember you from a career fair. Come in and let's learn more.
They interviewed you and hired you on the spot?
Yeah. I did a phone interview and an in-person, and then that was it.
Yes. And so the training, was there some training involved? Was it lengthy? You trained up for this job?
For me, it was not. We had several counties open. There were five of us that all came into the program at the same time. We were called manager trainees. So we did that for about a month or so. And then I was hired by Jersey and Greene County Farm Bureaus. And I've been here ever since.
So just give me, there's some listeners that might even not even understand what the Farm Bureau is. Okay. Explain in layman terms? What is Farm Bureau?
So Farm Bureau is a membership organization, and we really work to help farmers in all different ways, whether it's helping them on maybe getting some policies in place into our Illinois Farm Bureau policy book that they use to help lobby in Springfield or DC, or my staff and I, we go into classrooms. Just this first part of the school year this year, we've done over 300 kids in the Ag in the Classroom lessons. So just keeping them educated as well.
Ag in the classroom. So you go to the classrooms?
Yes.
So you still got back into teaching, didn't you?
A little bit. I did. So we do things like that in different membership events. So Greene County, their Young Leaders Program is doing a tire drive. And that's at the end of January. So just different things to help our community out.
Yeah. And it seems like to me that, there is a lot of action in schools today going toward farm kids, isn't there? I don't know that's what I notice. I mean, I taught for, about 10 years. And just seems like there's a lot of action going that way, which is great, you know, for farm kids, you know, but not all of them are farm. When I was growing up, most of the farm kids, they planned on farming, but not so much today, all right?
For sure.
I mean, because there's only fewer people own bigger farms today, so.
Yes,
so.
That atmosphere is rapidly changing, for sure.
Yeah. But you grew up on a farm.
I grew up around one, so okay. I would spend the summer and as many weekends and Christmas breaks as I could with my family, and grew up at that time. My grandpa was not retired, so I did a lot of the farm chores with my grandma as a kid.
I see. Any certain area of farming that you are really attracted to?
Honestly, I'm kind of a nerd. I like looking at the investing side and market prices and grain merchandising. I'm not a big livestock person, even though my family has cattle. Mm-hmm. I never really worked with them too much, just when I had to, and never good experiences out there as a little kid. So yeah. I like the grain merchandising side a little bit better.
I was talking to a farmer friend of mine a week ago, and he says it's pretty tough farming today. You know, the input costs are so much, you know, and the sell prices are not equivalent, you know. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So people are talking a lot today and saying, you know, the current prices that we're selling at, we had those in the 80s.
Yeah.
Which, okay, maybe it wouldn't be that big of a deal if our input prices weren't what they were today, right? We definitely saw a spike in those, and they really haven't come down. And so that's definitely a really hard challenge that our farmers face, and a lot of my board members as farmers are struggling with.
I have an idea. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I mean, just why these prices haven't gone down is maybe because I'm asking you, is it because the farms are so big now and the manufacturing of food is just a bigger enterprise and they can sell for less? They're forced to sell for less, you know, competition-wise?
I think part of it is there's just not that many different companies that are producing a lot of these fertilizers and things like that. And so when markets like that are monopolized, they really have total control over those prices.
Okay, I see. So it's kind of the input price is monopolized, you think?
Yeah, I just don't feel like there's too many different suppliers and producers of those things. And so if that's the price they give you and there's nobody else coming in with a better one, then that's the price you have to take. So
do you see anything in the works in the future to help out the farmer in that regard? Got anything that you know of that's coming down the pike?
That's tough. I know that everyone's been dreading the farm bill still has not gotten fixed and redone. And we're still working off of that 2018 farm bill. So hoping that will get established this year and that can help, you know, send some money towards the farmers in their way, because it's tough, you know, when you're relied on to produce the world's food and fuel and fiber and all of the things that we all use, and you know, you're stuck with whatever prices the world kind of gives you. It's tough on them, and it's tough mentally and physically, all the things.
Oh yeah. Now I hear something about where Trump has put together a plan to help the farmers out. Can you expand on that a little bit?
I cannot. I'm not well enough versed to give okay. you too much feedback there.
It's kind of like, it's not in concrete, but yeah. you're kind of pushing it, and hopefully it happens. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I don't have too much feedback for you there. I'm not too well versed in that area.
Okay. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Macy Wellhausen with me from Farm Bureau. She's the Farm Bureau Manager of Jersey and Greene Counties. We're just talking some farm talk here. In this job that you've taken, you're so young, you got right out of college, you're doing it. What were some surprises that you didn't expect in this job?
I think that I expected people to kind of underestimate me with being a young female, but they honestly didn't. They just threw me in and they're like, you sink or swim, right? So a lot of the public always talks about that. Like, women in ag maybe aren't treated the best, but they treated me like one of their own, and that's how I'd want to be treated, so.
Yeah. And the farmers like you?
Oh, yeah. I like to think I'm funny, so we love to crack jokes, and we're a very relaxed, casual environment. You know, we don't like to be too fancy or anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I bet, you know, from what I understand, like, don't the farmers kind of gather together in the morning sometimes, have
oh, yeah.
some coffee.
Do
you ever get invited to any of that?
I'm not a morning person, so I think I'd have to skip the invite. But sometimes for lunch, go out to Lake Westside on a Wednesday, get you a pork chop, and plenty of farmers to chat at the round table there. So
I see. Well, and you have this event coming up.
Yes.
And when's the event?
So it is February 21st of 2026.
Okay. And what's the name of it?
It's called Rural Women Rising. It's a women's conference.
Yes. Now, is there a poster of you with your fist up in the air?
Not quite. It's not just me. So the Jersey County Farm Bureau has a women's committee, and that committee has really grown over the past few years. I think it probably helps when they're managers of women, right? Yep. So we've grown that committee a lot, and I'm super proud of them for taking this on. In the past couple of years, we've done a series of classes where each month we'll do kind of a skill building or social networking class, whether it's canning jams or making cookies or ornament decorating, all different things. We've done varieties over the past couple of years, herb gardens, everything. And so this is just another step that they're wanting to do and continuing to grow that committee. And they decided to host a women's conference. So I'm excited.
And are you speaking at the conference? Or are you just the organizer? Or what's going on with you? What's your part?
I might do a little welcome just to set the scene there. But I like to think I'm functioning in the background, right? So I'm the touch point between all the speakers. And I do a lot of the planning on that end, on the back end. And so I'll have my women's committee people there to do some more of the speaking and kind of be a little bit more of the face once we're there. I've got enough stuff going on in the back with the catering and whatnot to handle.
So give me a layout of what's going on for the listeners, you know, that, and it's for women or men could come to it, right?
I mean, we're not going to turn away a man, but I'm not going to say it's his favorite topic.
Okay, so what's going on? What's with this day?
Yeah, so the event is open for anybody from wherever. So we're not limiting it to our membership. We're not limiting it to the county.
It's on a Saturday.
It's pretty open. Yes, it's on a Saturday. And registration will start off from 8 to 9 that morning, and we'll have some light breakfast. 9 to 3 is our conference time period structure. We'll have a keynote speaker, several breakout sessions, a self-care themed panel. We'll serve lunch in between there. Carla is catering that, Carla Murphy. So, you know, it's going to be good. So.
Where's it at? What building?
It will be at the Jerseyville Methodist Church.
Okay. Where's that location?
It's where Sunshine Kids is. That's okay. my best way to explain it. So just south there of the middle school.
Yeah, that's big.
Yes.
Got a lot of room there.
Yeah.
So you could handle quite a few people. How many are you expecting?
Well, we could handle up to 200, and we've already met our first goal, our goal that the committee kind of set of what we thought we'd get. And so now we're working towards our next one. So hopefully we'll get 100 to 200.
Wow, that'd be great. And what can a person expect to learn? What are some keynote things that are going to happen that might interest the listeners?
Yeah. So one of the main things is just building that network of other women who are like-minded and in your similar situations. That's a big thing. You know, communication and having a girls group is really big for women now. Some other things is we've really talked with our breakout speakers.
Well, how are farm girls, what are farm girls, what are they thinking? What do they like to do? You know, like, isn't this basically like rural girls, right?
Yes.
Okay. So bake bread, are you going to do that? Are you going to show them how to bake
Not
bread?
Not quite, no. So a lot of our classes, we do sourdough classes and things like that, but this is kind of more on the mental side and physical wellness. So just in time management, stress management, things like that.
Okay. Because I got you.
I know a lot of times people think the men, the farmers are under a lot of stress, but so are women from running the kids and cooking dinner and laundry and being here and there and sports, Christmas program, everything.
Yes. There's so much on women and taking care of the books.
For
usually,
sure.
You know?
For sure. Tons
and
of extra
running
things.
And going, getting parts, you know, if they need them or whatever, you know, running out, you know, lunch.
And some women I pass, they're driving the grain trucks in here to the elevator. I mean, so they have a lot on their plate, and we're just hoping to kind of be a resource there as well to learn that information on how to manage it and know that you don't have to be perfect, right? There's no gold star for it. And just how to juggle it and keep your life and your mental health in check as well as getting what you need to get done, accomplished.
Is this just for people that are connected to farms, or is it open to anyone?
We tried to keep it, that's why we called it Rural Women Rising. We didn't hone it in specifically to farm wives or anything like that because we'll have a variety of speakers. We felt like the need was bigger just for women in our community, even if they aren't a farm wife. That's still a lot of running and
rural.
Cooking.
We
and
live in
So we face a lot of the same problems. So we tried not to narrow it down all the way to niche farm wives, but rural women in general who are kind of facing a lot of these same things.
Okay. And rural men who might want to be around a bunch of women.
They might. I mean, I'm not sure who that would be, but might want to.
I actually went to a sourdough break, how to make bread with Brenda about a month ago. And there's about, I don't know, we're about 25 people there. I was the only guy there. But anyway, I went because, you know, like I was going to help her make the bread. So I figured I need to know something, you know.
Yeah.
But we weren't that good at it.
We've done two of those classes at the Farm Bureau, and they just really lacked, in my opinion, that I will purchase my sourdough bread and I don't need to make it.
It's hard.
It is.
So how much are the tickets? Where do they get the tickets? Give me the insight.
Yeah. So if there's any information that I didn't cover today, like I said, more specifics on speakers and things like that, we have a website with a specific web page with our info. Tickets are on there. They're $65 a piece. And that website is jerseycountyfarmbureau.com/RuralWomenRising.
Rural Women Rising. Yes. And did you say how much the tickets are?
$65
for the day.
Yes. That'll get you a free t-shirt, lunch, and all the conference.
Yeah. That's good. That's a steal.
It is. It is.
And so they could buy the tickets online?
Yep.
Okay. And like you said, you have your website so they could check it out. And you're going to be there making sure it comes off. Have you did one of these before?
A spotlight?
No, one of these conferences.
We have not. This is our first one. And we're hoping this can be an annual
event.
Have
you ever been to one, though? You know what?
I have. I have been to one.
Would you really like it? It was a lot of fun.
I do. I enjoyed it. And that's why when we were planning this, I was trying to find a balance since it's our first year of not going too overboard on certain things, but just making it a welcoming environment, really.
Okay. All right. Any things we need to cover before we wrap this interview up with you today?
I'm just excited to hopefully see everybody there and hoping for good weather. And if you're looking for a last minute gift for somebody, a Christmas birthday, anything like that, I know people are women are hard to shop for. They have everything, right?
Right. So I think that'd be very nice.
Yeah.
You know, a little mental self-help.
Yes.
Saturday.
A reset after the start of the year. I think it's perfect.
You know what the biggest thing about this is? I think, you know, you got to listen to the keynote speakers, but it's the people that you meet there, you know, your
for sure
new friends.
I find that at every conference I go to. So
yeah, so I mean that's the great thing. You're around people like you. You get to meet them. You can discuss things, and all of a sudden, wow, you're speaking my language. You know, so. Wish the best for you. I know you'll have a packed house. I think it'll be great for you. And I think a lot of people will, they'll hear this and think, oh, you know, we got to go. Sign me up.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Order your ticket by January 31st at 8 p.m. and you'll be good to go.
All right. Well, Macy, thanks for coming in and have a great day.
Thanks for having me, Chris.